From WCRS News, this is 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers. 102.1 Focus is brought to you by the Puffin Foundation. Puffin West sponsors Democracy Now!, a program that airs on 102.1, 98.3. 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers is a production of WCRS News. Welcome to this edition of 102.1 Focus. I'm the executive producer and host, Tyrone Capers, and we're producing a mental health segment on mental health and mental illness. And our special guest again from the NAMI board, National Alliance on Mental Illness of Franklin County, the director, Rochelle Martin, is our special guest. And Rochelle, on the behalf of 102.1 Focus, thank you again for coming out. I really appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Tyrone. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Thank you so much. Rochelle, we'll start off, since this is such a great topic and not talked about too much, here in Franklin County, just tell our listeners what the National Alliance for Mental Illness, what their mission is here in Franklin County.
Well, our mission is to improve the lives of family members, and friends and persons living with a mental illness through education, outreach, support, referral, and advocacy in Central Ohio.
Okay. And what are some of your day-to-day duties at the National Alliance of Mental Illness here in Franklin County?
Well, we provide classes and education for people living with a mental illness and family members who have a loved one with a mental illness.
All right.
We provide family-to-family classes, which are 12-week long classes for families. And the first thing that I want to say about all the services that we provide, they are free of charge.
Oh, they are free?
Yeah, they're free.
Wow.
And then we provide classes that are six-week long for parents who have a child with a loved one with a mental illness.
Okay.
We do such things as peer-to-peer classes for people living with a mental illness, and those classes are 10-week long.
Okay.
We have support groups for people living with a mental illness and for families who have a loved one with a mental illness.
Okay.
Lastly, we are introducing a new program called the Family Mentorship Program, and it is designed for family and friends who have a loved one with a mental illness, and they need that extra support and care. So this is going to be coming out very soon.
Okay, would you go out to the community to implement that program, or would the community come to you for services?
Well, the community is going to be involved. We will go out to them and they will come to us as well.
Oh, okay.
So it is going to be a process where we connect a family with another family who has been in the struggle or through the journey of mental illness for some time. So
define mental health.
Mental health is defined as a state of being in which an individual realizes his or her own potential and can cope with normal stresses of life, can productively and fruitfully be able to make a contribution to his or her own community.
All right. So that's just people dealing with the normal everyday stresses?
Yes.
Of
life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is mental illness?
Mental illness is a condition.
It's a condition. Okay.
Yeah, it's a disorder.
Oh, okay, a disorder.
That disrupts a person's thinking, feeling, mood, ability to relate to others, and their daily function.
Wow, okay.
Just as a diabetic has a disorder of the pancreas, mental illnesses are medical conditions that often result in a diminished capacity for coping with the ordinary demands of life.
Okay.
And I want to tell you that one in four persons in Franklin County suffers from a serious mental illness.
Wow, that's a lot of people, considering that Franklin County has about 1 million people now. That's a lot of people who are affected. Right. Okay, and there's a lot of different mental illness disorders. What is a dual diagnosis disorder?
Okay, dual diagnosis is individuals with a substance abuse condition.
Okay.
And they have a mental health condition at the same time. Okay. And vice versa. So let me give you an example. A person who has a mental illness may not want to take their medication, so they may use marijuana.
Oh, okay.
Or they may drink because this makes them feel better.
And this is considered a dual diagnosis.
That's considered a dual diagnosis. Okay. Because they have a substance abuse issue.
Okay.
And a mental illness.
Oh, combined. Okay, I got you.
Let me give you a little statistics.
Okay.
Approximately 8.9 adults with a dual diagnosis, and they have both mental and substance abuse disorder.
Okay.
7.4% of individuals receive treatment for this condition, and 55.8% receive no treatment at all.
55%?
Yes.
Wow, that is a lot of people who don't get any treatment at all.
Right.
For this disorder.
That's
so
right.
Some of them probably aren't even aware that it is a disorder, or
some of them may not be aware of what type of mental illness that they have.
Okay.
But they know that things aren't right, and
right.
They feel it necessary to use substances to make them feel better.
Well, we can all relate. We can relate to that, definitely. Okay, what is anastenosia?
Anastenosia.
Anastenosia, okay.
That's a big word.
Yes, ma'am, it's a mouthful.
And what it means is it's a lack of insight and a lack of awareness.
Now, is this a mental health disorder?
Yes.
It is.
Well, people with Alzheimer's or dementia can have anastenosia, which is a lack of awareness that they have, that there is something wrong with them.
Okay.
And they don't feel that they need any treatment.
Okay.
For this for their mental illness.
Okay.
So it's a lack of awareness and a lack of insight.
Okay. And there's a lot of major mental health disorders. What is schizophrenia?
Well, schizophrenia is a mental illness, and it affects 2.4 million Americans. Adults over the age of 18.
Okay.
And men are affected in their early 20s,
okay.
In their late teens and early 20s,
okay.
And women in their late 20s and early 30s.
Wonder why is that? It's just, that's the way it is?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I am not a clinician.
Okay.
And so that could be answered by
a clinician
or a psychiatrist could answer that.
Okay.
But some of the symptoms of schizophrenia is it interferes with a person's ability to think clearly, manage their emotions, make decisions, relate to others. It impairs a person's ability to function when it is not treated. Some other symptoms are hallucinations, seeing things that don't exist, or hearing voices.
Okay.
Delusions, believing ideas that are obviously false.
All right.
Confused thinking and speech.
Okay.
Inability to start and follow through with activities.
Right.
Speech that is brief and lacks content.
Okay.
Seeing lack of pleasure or interest in life.
Okay.
Emotional flatness or lack of expression.
Wow, that's a lot. How is most forms of schizophrenia treated?
Well, it's treated with medication.
Okay.
With a psychiatrist prescribing medication.
Okay.
A psychologist with working through with their emotion. So okay. It is a process that comes together with both psychologist and psychiatrist. And there may be folks that need to have group counseling.
Okay.
So medication, therapy, psychological therapy.
Okay.
And support groups.
Okay. Now, if you were a caregiver and you've seen someone that's possibly experiencing some of these symptoms, would you take them to a psychologist first or a psychiatrist to have them diagnosed, or just a regular family doctor?
Well, they really need to be diagnosed by a psychiatrist.
By a psychiatrist, okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And we have public services.
Okay.
And we have providers that can do all of these types of services. One of the biggest providers that we have in Franklin County that can diagnose and refer is NetCare.
NetCare, okay.
NetCare. We have other providers. We have Columbus Area. We have Southeast Mental Health. We have North Central. We have North Community. We have Dublin Counseling. We have a number of agencies. We have Concord that can help the public with this kind of services.
Okay. Going back to dual diagnosis disorder, you said that Alzheimer's patients have this also?
No.
Okay.
No. Dual diagnosis is mental health, person suffering with a mental illness, use substance abuse.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
So they use drugs and like marijuana, they drink.
Okay.
That's dual diagnosis.
Okay.
Yes.
Anastenosia?
Anastenosia.
Okay.
Is where someone with dementia, Alzheimer's, they may lack insight just like a person with a mental illness.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, we're coming up on the break, and great show, great topic. We're here in the WCRS studios with our special guest from the NAMI board, the director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is our special guest, Rochelle Martin. And Rochelle, we're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to 102.1 Focus, and our special guest from the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the NAMI board here in Franklin County, Rochelle Martin. And Rochelle, we really appreciate you coming, and we're going to start our second half of mental health and mental illness. great topic today and a lot of great information out there. Let's just start off with, Rochelle, is stress a form of mental illness?
Well, it can be a form of mental illness. If people are stressed out from, their daily issues, and they can't manage it, it can be.
Okay.
But I don't want people to think that because I'm stressed out that I have a mental illness. That's not the case at all.
Okay. You know? But stress could be, you said, a form.
Could be.
It could be. Mm-hmm. I think it's something that most of us all deal with in our daily lives, for sure. What is bipolar?
Well, bipolar is a mental illness, and it used to be called manic depressive.
Okay.
And so people would be the manic phase. There's rapid speech, hyperactivity,
okay,
impaired judgment, increased spending, sex and sex drive.
Wow.
Aggressive behavior, anger, grandiose notions, delusions, agitated feelings of productivities and self-confidence, a lack of control, disorganized, extreme irritability, and dysfunction.
Okay.
Now, the depressed side of this illness is a lack of capacity for pleasure, profound sadness,
okay,
sleep and appetite changes, decreased concentration, low self-esteem, and thoughts of suicide.
Okay. Now, is this disorder affect any particular age group or range or gender?
No.
It doesn't.
No, it can affect any age or gender.
Okay.
Right.
Can it manifest itself in violent behavioral outbursts?
It could.
Okay.
It could. Okay. Yes, it could.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And usually how is this treated?
Treated the same way that all mental illnesses are treated. A psychiatrist is the one that diagnose.
Okay.
And and then, of course, a person would need to see a psychologist to help, you know, manage their emotions.
Okay.
And sometimes group therapy helps, medication helps, all of these things in tandem. And with that, good family support system would help a person.
Okay. Bipolar depressive stage, is that a different type of...
No, it's still a part of bipolar disorder.
It's still a part of bipolar disorder.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Remember, there's the manic phase,
okay,
and there's the depressive
stage. So there's
stage.
Two different phases to this disorder.
It could be. A person could be very high and have, you know, impaired judgment, grandiose,
okay,
and then they plummet with lack of sleep, lack of appetite change, decreased concentration. So
okay,
it is one phase, and they can go up or down.
Oh, okay. This is the biggie that we definitely wanted to get some real insight on, because this disorder seems, when you hear about the mass shootings and killings, some of the TV psychologists think that some of the murderers might be suffering from some sort of post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD.
That's
what
right.
is post-traumatic stress disorder?
It's not a simple concept, but
okay,
trauma, a powerful,
trauma.
Right, it has to do with trauma.
Trauma.
A powerful experience that may have a long-lasting effect.
So could it be a violent thing that could happen to somebody, or
absolutely
something that might have triggered it when their childhood, being physically or sexually abused?
Absolutely.
Something this disorder could have triggered.
And the trauma has not been treated.
Okay, great.
Which leads to post-traumatic stress disorder, which could lead to post-traumatic stress disorder.
Now, this is where they get the violent outburst, wanting to go on rampages of killing and that type of thing.
Well, some of the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder is nightmares, flashback, heightened fear, poor concentration, sleeplessness, anxiety.
Anxiety, okay.
That's right.
And usually, right. How is this treated, PTSD?
Well, it's treated once again with a psychiatrist.
With a psychiatrist, okay.
All of these treatments need to have a psychiatrist. But there is ongoing research on how to treat post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay, so they're still researching this disorder.
That's right. Now, you know, we hear about it through the military quite often, mm-hmm. because people coming back from the military may experience post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
But there are people that are not in the military that can have post-traumatic stress disorder as well.
Okay. What is depression?
Well, major depression is a mood that goes well beyond a temporary feeling of sad or blue or the blues.
Okay. So I guess we've all been depressed from time to time about a situation or something we're going through. So that's not really a mental health disorder.
But major depression can be a serious mental health disorder.
Okay, major depression.
Right.
Okay.
And
how do you differentiate the two?
Well,
just going through regular, having a bad day, or just being depressed about a situation, or someone's really majorly suffering from depression.
Well, the major depression can be the symptoms just continue on, and they never get any better. It affects thoughts, feelings, behaviors, mood. It can affect their physical health. Depression is a lifelong condition in which periods of wellness alternate with reoccurrences of illnesses.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Of illness. Each year, depression affects 5 to 8% of adults in the United States.
Oh, okay.
This means that 25 million Americans who have an episode of major depression each year alone.
Oh, okay.
And some of the symptoms, mm-hmm. are change in appetite, increase and decrease in appetite, impaired concentration, mm-hmm. and decision making, low energy.
Oh, okay.
Can't perform daily duties.
Okay.
Loss of interest.
Okay.
Can't experience pleasure.
Okay.
Low self-esteem, guilt, negative thoughts, mm-hmm. feelings of hopelessness, and belief that nothing can change, and thoughts of suicide.
Let's move on to suicide, because that's a big issue, too, in
major.
Today's mental health state and in our world of stresses and anxieties. What is suicide?
Well, suicide is one of the greatest tragedies that we are experiencing. Each year, people take their life.
Okay.
Approximately 30,000 lives in America, which makes it responsible for slightly more than 1% of death in the United States.
Wow. Okay. So as that's basically for the people that they have there's a suicide hotline, isn't there?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, there's a suicide hotline. North Central, takes calls.
Okay.
And it is it is one of the best programs going.
Okay.
Because it helps people and takes care of them while they and walks them through and stops them from wanting to take their life.
Okay. Right. We're winding down the show. And wow, it went by pretty quick.
It did.
What are some of the community events that the National Alliance on Mental Illness here in Franklin County have coming up here in Franklin County?
Well, we've got some major events coming up.
Okay.
There is called a community conversation on mental illness or mental health that is coming up in October. Our kickoff is at the Columbus Public Health, and our president, Barack Obama, put this in motion because he wants communities to discuss, to have conversations around mental health.
Okay.
And so the kickoff is going to be at the Columbus Public Health, October the 10th.
October 10th.
All are welcome.
All are welcome. Now, is this a free event?
A free event.
Okay.
And guess what? We're going to provide them with some refreshments.
Oh, okay.
So it's from 5:30 to 8:30 is the kickoff.
Where is it located?
It's at the Columbus Public Health, 240 Parsons Avenue.
Oh, at the health department.
Right.
Right,
on October the 10th.
Okay.
And then the last thing, NAMI's 26th anniversary, our annual meeting is going to be October the 23rd, and we're bringing in President Kennedy's nephew.
Oh, which one?
Christopher Kennedy Lawford.
Okay.
It is the 50th year of the signing of the Mental Health Act.
Oh, okay. So he's going to be here for the kickoff of that, one of the Kennedys.
Yes. He's to discuss the signing of that bill 50 years ago, where people were released from the mental health institutions into the community.
Okay. So. Just plug your website real quick,
Our
Rochelle.
Website is www.namifc.org.
Okay. Our special guest to focus, this was a really great show, great topic, from the National Alliance on Mental Illness here in Franklin County, our special guest, Rochelle Martin, the director. Rochelle, thank you so much for coming to 102.1 Focus. We'd love to have you back again. This is a great topic. It's a topic that we need to discuss much more often. And I'd like to thank all the listeners for listening to 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers. I'm the executive producer and host. Thank you for listening. Thank you for inviting us in. You've been listening to 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers. This edition of 102.1 Focus was brought to you by the Puffin Foundation. Puffin West sponsors Democracy Now!, a program that airs on 102.1 and 98.3. 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers was a production of WCRS News.